not be heard, you can smile when it's cloudy or fair. You can smile anytime, everybody. This is your old friend, Stolen Tom, greeting you and wishing you the time of day, and bringing a loving memory in song, poem, and philosophy, bearing on a word and a meaning that I hope is in all of our hearts. To some of us, a loving memory. To others, a blessed reality. Mother. Really, I feel that word mother is sacred. It embodies so much. Mother's love for her child, her great willingness, aye, and desire to sacrifice to give her all, to protect and guide and counsel, to administer to our needs, to watch over and comfort us when we're ill or heartbroken, to rejoice with us in our happiness and our success, to be proud of us in our accomplishments of good, to pray with us in our moments of doubt or weakness, to stand by us in our moment of need. These friends and many other reasons, too numerous to mention, make the word mother sacred. And whether she's standing by our side, holding our hand in life or in spirit, we would like her to know that we revere her name.
And on you. Memory's heart was softly touched today, and thoughts of you came crowding fast. God keep you dear Oh.
reckon flowers are about the closest symbol of God's expression in love and purity to his earthly children. And I reckon also that that is the reason mothers and flowers are so closely associated in our memories. But strange to say, I can't recall one real mother in my experience who didn't love flowers. It seems to me that my own blessed mother just touched a garden of flowers and the little fellers would perk up and bust their little selves in trying to look pretty. I can recall an old, raw-boned, lanky farmer back home by name of Hank McBride who made his first trip to New York. And in all of its attractiveness and beauty and excitement, he just couldn't forget the memory of his mother. This is the letter that he wrote to his sister Mandy while he was still in New York. I'm a-writing to you, Mandy, to tell you the sights I'm seeing in New York City perpetual days and nights. Of cabs a-flashing through the streets and lots of heavy swells and hard-bile shirts and spike-tail coats a-dining at hotels. And the women, gosh, as pretty as them that the poet sings, all dressed up in opera cloaks and diamonds and things. Oh, it's great, I tell you, Mandy. But the greatest thing I seen was a feller with a fiddle. I think his name's Van Bean. Was up to a theater, the biggest on Broadway, that I dropped in for a minute to hear this Van Bean play. A vaudeville performance, I think, was called. You know, that's French for pretty gals, all dressed up in silks and gauze. You needn't mention it about my being there. Them dancing gals, I allow, would raise the congregation's hair. But something seemed to blur them all into a teary foam when that feller that they called Van Bean played Home Sweet Home. I was thinking of a sudden of the room where Mother died and the old porch with the roses a-growing careless up the side. How she used to set a sewing them days when we was poor. And how she'd smile a welcome to us children at the door. And I heard a bluebird twitter in the crooked apple tree and a cricket chirping sorry-like. Oh, it all come back to me. The cows a-switching down the lane and so lazy in the gloam. Why, I counted them as old Van Bean played Home Sweet Home. There weren't any theater or audience about, but just a creepy stillness with the music a-swelling up. I didn't see Van Bean himself, but in a kind of haze was Mother's face a-smiling and them happy boyhood days. And a gal what sat across the hall with curly yellow hair, her kerchief held close to her face, was quiet weeping there. It always come before me like a picture to a poem when that feller that they called Van Bean played Home Sweet Home. There was something in the way that he drawed his bow across them strings that I thought I was in paradise a-floating round on wings with roses a-blooming everywhere. And summer all the time, and light and love a-laughing in a happy sort of rhyme. And yet there come along and in the saddest kind of way. And I felt just on a sudden as though I'd like to pray to get right close to Mother's grave and never more to roam when that fella that they call Van Bean played Home Sweet Home.
The brightness of the sun in your smile.
new day, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now.
Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue. So goodbye, everybody.